And I'm seeing, like, but it looks like Hollywood in the back of him. And I'm like, okay, okay. And so when I saw this immediately, because they know how I get images from pictures and I get messages from visual. I'm a very visual person. And what I'm hearing him right now, there's this energy of dream big. He's saying, you're going to want to dream big coming in. Sky is the limit. We're moving into a space. We're already there at this place where people are just doing, it's easier for people to basically manifest their dreams creatively with all of the things we have now, with all of the technology, social media, all this kind of stuff that we have. He's saying it's very easy for us to actually manifest faster than we think. The only thing that holds us back is our fear and thinking we're not ready, or we're ready, or we're not ready, or this or that or that. And yes, that may be true, but you have to let go of your decision of you're not ready or you're ready, because universe is deciding that. They are in charge of whether an opportunity is going to go through or it's not going to go through. I mean, yes, you have power. You manifest the opportunities. But what I'm saying is you manifest them, but the ultimately universe and you, your higher self, God, has the final say of which one is going to be the right moment, which seed is going to be the right one to be planted and actually come into fruition. So what he's saying is, whatever it is that you want to do and you're thinking it's impossible or you can't do it, or you're thinking, I said I was going to do this 10 years ago and it's not happening, he's saying all it has to do with is consistency. You're not being consistent, and that's why it hasn't come true yet. You're thinking all... The thing is, when we lose our focus and we lose our consistency, nothing happens. It's... We need to get away from feeling like nothing's, we're accomplishing nothing or nothing's happening, and get away from people who are negative about our goals, and, you know, don't share that stuff with everybody. And so basically keeping consistent, showing up and focused is going to get you the results no matter how long it takes. So what's going on right now for you is that even if it's not working, you really have to let go of the expectation of getting things instantly, and that is going to work. I'm hearing the message of consistency and focus right now for really getting what it is that you want, but dreaming bigger. Why are you not asking bigger? Why are you just asking for what you think you can have, as opposed to what you really truly desire? Why ask for $1 million? Why ask to be a millionaire when you can be a billionaire? You know, it's like things like that. Why ask to work for someone when you can own the company? Like, it's like stuff like that of dreaming big. Be bigger, dream bigger, dream the impossible, dream to the limit of what you think you can't dream of, because that's how far it's gonna stretch. Like, I'm telling you from personal experience, this all makes sense, because I never thought the things that I'm doing right now, I'd be doing it. I never in a million years thought. And this is from a different time zone. What I'm doing, this is, you know, this is crazy. This is just like, I can't even understand. It's on a different level. It's on a different plane, what this is, what the paranormal playground sounds is. So back to the message is, you don't know exactly what they have in store for you, but you're going to be bedazzled. You're going to be awed when it comes, because you're just like, I couldn't have imagined in a million years that I would manifest something like this. You know, go reach for the stars when you're asking for things is really what's coming in. Let's see, what else is he saying? is saying he wish... Okay, this is coming back right now. If you're just joining us, it's 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Brian Merline, the Boss Medium, and you're in the middle of a live reading from Ricky Nelson. Ricky Nelson's spirit. This is what we were talking about, what I was talking about Ricky Nelson. His image that was we were shown, he really wishes he could have been more himself, is what he's saying. He really wished he could have really reached out of that mold from, like, that, you know, the whole character, you know, being on Ozzy and Harry and just in that actor and the way he was just marketed as this teen idol. I know it's very cliche, but that is the truth. You know, when people get advertised and they have art within them, but unfortunately they are working for a record company and that record company needs to make money a certain way. So they are getting watered down a lot. And this is not something that, this is the reality of the mainstream music. And so what he's saying is he wish he would have made a different route. He was young, so he didn't really understand much about what he was getting himself into. So why we're hearing this, but it wasn't to say he didn't have a good life. It was just saying, and he doesn't regret what he's done. I know I said he wish he could have been more himself, but he's saying he's learning now where he's at now in the spirit world. He gets to be all the things. He gets to do all the things that he wasn't able to do when he was here as a musician. And this is why he loves to use me as a speaker for him, because a lot of people really don't know how talented Ricky Nelson really is, because there's the facade. I'm just a pop teen idol. And no, he invented garage rock, if you guys didn't know that. So the lesson and the message for this is very strong. What are you making sure? It's about manifesting and dreaming big, but are you really asking and manifesting and dreaming big from a place that is truly you, or are you getting ideas from commercials? Subliminal messaging, that ad on Facebook, that ad on social gram. I called it social gram. Inundation. There's so much more inundation we are distracted with. So you really need to be more on your toes and on your alert about what it is you want. Why do you want it? Is that really you? Or does that have to do with a societal fantasy? So be mindful when we're asking, because you might, you know, be careful what you ask for, because it might come true. And that is the lesson, you know, of starting out so young and not being able to have the kind of decisions you wanted to make. And I'm sure that's not true for everybody, but in his spirit and how he's telling me, he's saying, most definitely, he's like, Mariah, that's why you could feel the watering down in the first couple of songs you were singing. That's why you had to, this is a lot of reasons why I wanted you to hear this, so you could understand, you know, and you can feel, this is why you can feel it underneath him. You could feel an undertone of him being troubled. You very much, when you listen to Ricky Nelson, you can very much feel the undertone. And that's where it was. So he's saying that is the only thing, but he loves the legacy he left behind. He loved, you know, he did what he needed to do. He created garage rock. He did it. He lived his life purpose. And, you know, don't be mistaken. He did it. He lived it. But what he's saying is that he just kind of wishes he just did it a little differently, you know, just did a little bit more his way. And now he gets to. So that message is for you. Are you going to do it your way, or are you going to do it someone else's way? And that has to do with dream big. So thank you. That was a message from Ricky Nelson. I love you so much. Thanks for listening. And thanks, you know, we're not over. We're here till 8 p.m. But thanks for listening to the message. And I hope you all could resonate and take that in and understand how important it really is to manifest from a place that is truly you. Good times at Ridgemont High. Love you, Ricky. Come in my dreams any time. Make some music with me. You know, just say that, you know, what spirit do you want to help you make music? Ow! Woo! We're having a good time. So I promised you. What did I promise you? I promised you some 80s. 80s. Is that 80s? I don't even know if that's... Well, maybe it doesn't have to be 80s and 70s, but definitely old school. So if it's not 80, please don't hurt me. If they're not 80s, I'm changing the rules. I'm changing it. I've been hooking it up all summer, so you guys can't get mad at me. But... But this is a fun one. This is very fun. This is Peter and the Test Tube Babies, Banned from the Pub. I know you're going to like that. This is fun. All right, stay tuned. I'm here till 8 p.m. Love you.
There was no time on then. I wanna.
Good evening, all. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and I hope you are enjoying this mixture of punk music that Spirit so gladly was like, you need to be playing. And I was like, yeah, I know. I don't play. That's the thing. I want to play more hip hop and punk, but it's just like, I really don't. I don't want to look through radio edits. Yeah. I don't have time. Just kidding. But now they're like, yeah, no swear word. You have the time and you need to make the time. And I'm like, okay. It's like, they're like, it's not that hard. And I'm like, you know what? Actually, you're right. It really isn't. So anyway, I was digging all this. It's good. It's just putting me in a really good mood. I mean, the Ricky Nelson before, and then the mixture of this with the message, because, you know, and it's just like, punk is one of those genres where I, like, you know, I have to admit, I love, you know, my favorite thing is 50s. My favorite, you know, I love it all. You know, the ska, you know, the surf, all of it. But it was punk music. This is the thing. I don't know if I would be who I am if I did not grow up going to punk shows. And that's just the ultimate fact. There is an energy in punk music that basically the spirit of punk is helping and promoting you to become more yourself. It is a creative outlet of just find you. And that's just kind of the energy I feel like I've taken, because those were the first shows I would go to the music shows were punk shows. And, you know, and I'm so glad I have that experience and I have that portal in my energy field. And being able to have that dream has opened me up and reminded me of what punk music has done for my entire life. I really do owe a lot, like a majority of where I'm at right now musically, to punk music. And that's just, you know, I have a dead Kennedy's tattoo. I tattooed it on myself. So it's that, you know, it says a lot. So yeah, it's so important. It is very important to me. You know, I remember having this kind of like thing where I was just like, if I meet a guy, like, I don't care who he is or like, no, I was just like, I don't care what he does, whatever. But, you know, but he needs to listen to punk. Like, if he doesn't listen to punk music, I can't. Like, you don't need to be in any kind of subculture. You don't need to be whatever. I'm not into the fashion show. You don't need to do all that. But if you don't listen to punk, we can't get down. That's how important punk was to me. But it still is. But I've let go of that box because it's very limiting. Anyway. Tales from the Crypt. Anyway. Yeah, it's a crypt. Jesus. Oh, Lord. Lord Almighty. This is great. This is great. I hope you like that before that, because that was the Gories. He's doing it. They're a cute, interesting band. I like it. The Clash. White Man and Hammersmith Ballet. Panned. Stiff Little Fingers, Go For It. Yeah, Ramones, I Wanted Everything. It's great. Where is, no, did I not put that in? I gotta do that. So, and then Band from the Pub. Tommy and the Tubes. Test Tubes. Oh God. Tommy and the Test Tubes. So, I'm glad. Yeah, I'm really glad that I'm having this moment, because literally the dream was I walked into this studio, and it was me. It was weird. It was me and other people I didn't even know, but was playing was 80s and 70s punk, and I was just like, "Hex to the yes!" I mean, heck. So I just kind of put that all into like old school punk in the category. And we're jamming out right now. So we're lifting the vibrations. And I just realized now why they wanted us to play. Why they wanted me to play. because this morning I got on my bass and it was totally punk rock time. And I'm like, oh my God, you don't even see, this is what I'm talking about with spirit. You don't even realize how much they're influencing you on a good level. So that's the thing. You want to be able to allow spirit to influence you in the best way. So this is all about when we're following the guidance, we're in a good space, they can work through us in the best way possible. And it all is coming together. All of this music is coming together because they want me to push me to do, like, for some reason, my thing right now, because I have a drum set and I have, you know, bass and everything. And that with the bass and the drum set, like, my thing is surf punk for some reason. I'm not going to question it. It's just, it comes out like that, kind of. It comes out very surfy and very punk when I play the instruments, just the drums and the bass. So speaking of that, yeah, it's, you know, I'm just, this just blows my mind, you know, when you're dealing with the supernatural and you're dealing with so many things that are helping and guiding you to your creative self. It's like, follow. And last week it was all about creativity, and then boom, my create juices are flowing. So this is, again, it's like consistency, staying vigilant, staying open, believing, and just keep going with the course. Because if we keep falling into these dips of nothing's happening, I'm not getting anywhere, that's what you're manifesting. So get into that place where you are somewhere. Get into that place where it's now, you know, get into that place. Oh yeah, and I did have another story about a paranormal story about what happened earlier, but for right now, let's listen to some Misfits, because it's time for some music time. Here's Misfits with Saturday Night. Please stay tuned. We're here till 8 p.m. Love you.
And they both work as well. space class.
Watch out! What was that?
What happened?
We're lost in space!
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz. On, and away!
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Your Nation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
When you're going to the town, just to see what's downtown. Every day is like the auto, keep a terror on the gobble. It's the only way to pay for your addiction. We live in rock and roll, we're not bad boys. The talk is football. We live in rock and roll, we can't anymore. The talk is football. You're not the only one. You think you have no fun, but it ain't no real good job just for you to end it. It could be the start of love, take a day about to grow. It's like the end of a beautiful friendship. We're living rock and roll, we're not bad boys. The talk is football. We're living rock and roll, we can't stand it more. When our talk is football.
Testing, is this thing on? It sure is. Paranormal Playground Sounds, right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have about 20 minutes left, yes! And I hope you're enjoying all of this. Vanilla Muffins, the Drug is Football. What the? The Misfits Saturday Night. Hey! Misfits, it's so 50s. Anyways, I want to play with more of the cards. Like, let's get into this. Let's get into this. I just got really like devilishly excited about going into the Archangel Michael and the Starseed deck. I really like it. I'm really having an awesome, awesome time. So I hope you are as well. This has just been bedazzling and miraculous. So here we go. Here's one of my favorite punk bands. Infrariot, Kids of the 80s. Let's do this.
Come on, boys, let's do a shot. There's nothing else for us to do. No use cups.
cranking and pumps, no new jack, nothing worse. I'm one of you, we turn to crime. There's nobody who's got the time.
For us, who is the agent?
Love this, we give it up.
We don't care about justice.
Find the crime, just might play up. Come on, boys, let's do some burning. Let's do it bad, they don't like us. No feeling, ain't gonna mean it. Never lose when they come at us. We love to fight and beat them up. Looking like we get chased by cops.
We don't have a future.
Nobody even looks at us.
We are the easy
agents. Don't care what you think of us. Come on, boys, take your car. Let's drive around, but don't be caught. For the best, but us across. Speed around and code it loose. This we don't wear our shoes.
We don't care about others.
As long as we are on the
case. We are the kids of the ages.
We're so more than just a day.
Good morning, Vietnam. I'm just kidding. Oh, Lord. 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tubbs. Ooh! Freeform radio. I mean, life is goody-goody gumdrops right now. Ooh. You know? So, like I said, we can't be happier. Can't be more grateful than what's going on right here in the studio right now. Paranormal Playground Sounds. I hope you enjoyed all of this. I'm trying to take everything in. You know, this has been a really wonderful experience. Just having all this different kinds of sound going on right now. And, you know, we went all the way to 50s teen idols to old school punk from the 70s and the 80s, as you heard, kids of the 80s. So, you know, we're having so much gratitude for the music and gratitude for me being able to share this with all of you and share the music with all of you and all kinds of things. I can't wait to just, like, this is going to be a great summer. This is just, I'm very excited. Like, I don't know, like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm thrilled. I'm just, But that was just a great meditation in the beginning, and the songs and everything that just flowed and everything that happened, I'm very grateful. So, I've got my starseed cards with me. Yeah, that's right. And I have an Archangel Michael deck. So with my Archangel, with my Archangel Michael and starseed cards. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Wow, there's a lot of noise happening. Okay, so I'm going to pick one from the Starseed Oracle deck and one from Archangel Michael. Whew. Life is good. I hope you're having a wonderful day, and I hope this is, whoever needs to hear this, whoever's hearing this, I hope it's bringing jollies to your fancy and fancies to your jolly, and you're getting what you can and understanding how infinite spirit works and basically through the dream realm, you know, being able to get music and play the music that spirit is requesting. And, you know, they requested Ricky Nelson and punk music, and that's what we gave it. So, you know, we listened to the guidance. Now we're here. So I'm going to pull right here. Focus upon divine and perfect health. Wow. What did I just say? What did I just say? I said focus. And now the card says focus. You see? We're on point here. We're all aligned here. This is not an accident. And now we're going to pick from the Starseed deck. It's going to be a good one. Which one wants to come out? The Cosmic Heart. Devotion, potency, make your life a moving prayer. Wow. This is very, ooh. Cosmic Heart. Devotion, potency. Make your life a moving prayer. Devotion. You see how these words, focus and devotion, are going hand in hand in the message. Where are you right now? And where's your focus? How are you focusing? Where are your goal? Like, where are you do, you know? This is good insight right now to understand. You can start wherever it is that you need to. Focus upon divine and perfect health. My prayer. This is the Archangel Michael. God and Archangel Michael, thank you for continuously reminding me to focus upon perfect health and for guiding my actions to that. They support my well-being. Sorry, I just got a message from my mom that she's playing the radio for the puppy we just got, and she heard my voice, and she's telling me she started jumping up and down. Oh my god. Oh. See, this is what I'm talking about. My heart, I can't with this. It's so cute. So the puppy just heard me over the radio, and my mom said she was jumping up and down. Her name's Bella. She's so cute. She's only like 2 months old. Okay, you see what's going on? You see? So you see the messages and everything that is here and all that is occurring in the heart of the angelic, and of course what it's best to deliver is a puppy to confirm where we're at. You see the confirmation? But that's not just for me, this is for all of us. This is so everybody can understand this is real, it's working, we're all here together. Whatever it is that you needed to hear and figure out and be guided to, and the messages, it's right here. So what is it that you want right now? It's all about focus. Look, focus, devotion. We have the Archangel Michael and the Cosmic Heart. When we're led with purity, the puppy, the signs of purity, good intention, we are sure to get what we want. We are sure to receive it. When the intention is clear and pure, when you have the purest intention, when it's direct and you're putting it out there and you're doing your best, it's sure to come to you. And I'm really glad that I pulled these because I'm just kind of choked up right now for words to be honest. Like, I'm at a loss of words. Like, you know, a puppy is responding to the radio show right now, and it's so cool. Like, this is happening. But do you see how strong this is? And do you see what's so calling on spirit and how strong everything is? And that's the thing, universe, spirit, puppies are so full of unconditional love. And I feel actually honored. Like, whenever a child or an animal responds to anything we do in a positive way, it's an honor because it's purity. And I feel like I'm getting a message from Bella that it's all about purity. And I'm just thinking about her cute little face. And really, purity is the core of manifesting. The more pure the energy is, the faster and more potent and more joyous the manifestation is. So we have this. We have the magic happening, and the magic never ends. Life is so good. Life really is amazing, and I love being here. I love being on the earth. I love being alive. I love being on the radio, just doing different things like this, and being able to play in the Paranormal Playground Sounds with all my spirit family and all my spirit friends on the other line, on the other end. Hello, Bella. I love you so much. I'm her godmother, auntie, whatever. I'm the other caretaker to Bella. So, puppies, they're amazing. And what a gift. What a gift. So this has just been a phenomenal show. This has been 2 hours. Oh my goodness. I can't even, words can't describe. This almost didn't happen, actually. This, you know, the 2 hours, you know, in a row. But it did. And we trusted in spirit, and it happened. And I can heal you even more. So thank you so much. We're just about over. Oh my goodness. Goodness gracious. Great balls of fire. Time flies when we're just having fun and being in the highest realm and speaking of love. And with that, I love you. So please make sure to tune in to Sunday service, 1 p.m. every Sunday, and come here for your inspirational Sunday, for your inspirational speaking, country, gospel, jazz, soul, you know, classical, bluegrass, you name it, all of it, roots American. And here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, playlist through dreams. I love you so much. So I want to play Beach Boys for you, because Beach Boys is like probably the number one punk rock band that's ever existed. And sorry, Ramones, you would not exist without the Beach Boys. That is a fact and a half. Whoa. Did I just do Joey from Blossom? Whoa. I totally did. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to do this right here. Right now. And yes, I'm going to be playing lots of Beach Boys. Lots of Beach Boys this summer. And so stay tuned for all of this. I love you. Have a great day. And why don't we just leave this off with good vibrations, because you deserve it. You deserve to have some good energy right now, and you deserve to hear the Beach Boys good vibrations. Love you. Take care. Until next time.
I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's by my excitations.
Good, good, good. Get the dang mic down here. WMFO in Medford. We got to chuckle about this stuff, right? Rising with Sky Bar. I'm like 8 seconds early. Should I wait till the exact 8 o'clock? I'll do it again at 8 o'clock. Why not? There we go.